Broadcasting live from Huonville, Banjos and Jim, the mighty Huonville Lions. What a team they are.
Oh, listen to them roar, mate. Listen to them roar.
Oh, no, I don't know why I did that. I won't do that again. All right, please welcome from the Huonville Lions, Bianca Polly.
Hello, how are you going?
We're going all right, Bianca. I'm sorry
about nice roar. Yeah. It wasn't even a good one.
I kind of gave up halfway through it as well because Bianca made me nervous sitting right next to me going, oh, this will be interesting.
Yeah. So. You looked at me in your eyes and you're like, roar.
I'm sorry.
It's more
Bianca.
Of a kitten.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. Give me some feedback after the show. Bianca, the Huonville Lions, this is awesome. You're part of the women's team.
Yes.
I know things haven't been a great start for the women's comp, but you've only played two games, mate.
Yeah,
so that's
yeah.
All right. So how have you been going? How is the team camaraderie going at the moment?
We've got a lot of injuries at the moment, which isn't great, especially early on. But in the next few weeks, we'll have four or five coming back in, so that'll pick the team back up. We've had to call in a couple of extras to help us out this weekend just to field a side. But, yeah, once those injuries come back in, we'll be all good.
Now, obviously, it was a pretty disrupted season last year with things. Coming into with pre-season and training and stuff this year, how has that difference impacted the team?
Fitness is definitely up from last year. And I think that team feeling, the bonding that we've had a chance to do, is just so much higher. You know, it was so disrupted last year with you trained and then you didn't train.
Yeah.
You had... where we had to separate on the ground. You could only train with a group of 10 people. You couldn't...
Yeah, that must have been so hard as a team.
It was so weird.
Splitting up the team, what does that do for, I guess, team camaraderie and working together?
Yeah, well, you were only working with, you know, if you were in the mid, you're only working with the mid girls. You didn't have anything to do with the forwards or the backs. So it was just such a small group. It just didn't really work.
Yeah.
But I know that it had to be that way. But, yeah, it was very weird.
Bianca, how long have you been involved in the team for?
This is my third year.
Third year.
Yep.
Have you seen much change within 3 years? Or do you feel, especially like women in sports? Like, what's the biggest change you've seen in those 3 years?
The skills. So first year, you know, it took me 12 months to be able to kick the ball properly, which, you know, most men, they've been kicking the ball since they were 3 and 4 years old in the backyard, whereas the girls just haven't had that.
Yeah.
So it just took ages to get those essential skills, and now we can actually work on game plan. So
because Nathan and I were saying the other day, like, you know, we randomly follow people back off the Jimmy and Nathan account, and it seems to be every sort of over the couple of last weekends, these women putting up posts going, just debuting, like playing for different clubs around Tasmania. Like, that must make you feel really good that, like, it just seems to be getting bigger, bigger, and bigger.
Yeah, absolutely. This year we've had to separate into three divisions because there's 18 teams in the women's competition.
Yeah.
And it just obviously wasn't logical to have everyone in one division.
Can I ask you, just sorry, you said the 3 years. Was there something that made you get involved? Why did you start playing footy?
So I just moved back from Cairns and I wanted to get back into a team sport, and it was the first women's team at the Huonville Lions, and my partner played for them as well.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd give it a go, and all of my mates were doing it as well. So it was a fun thing that we all did together.
Yeah.
And yeah, I love it.
Well, what would be your message then if there is, you know, young girls listening to the show thinking about getting into footy, maybe they're still a little bit put off it. What would your message to them be?
Just give it a go. I mean, if you give it your everything, nobody's going to laugh at you, and who cares if you're not that great, you know? It's fun, and it's about being a team and enjoying it.
Absolutely. Well, Bianca, when are we going to see you in the AFLW? Obviously, 3 years for the Lions. Next stage is the Roos, isn't it?
That's very unlikely.
Yeah. No, she's injured at the moment. She can't be showing off her skills.
Yeah,
that's what's stopping you.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, just quickly, obviously, concussions kept you out of the game for a couple of times, a few head knocks, which I know is frustrating as a player, is important on the field because this transition has been made very quickly and very importantly as well, because back when only probably five, 6 years ago, concussions, it was kind of like, shake it off, you'll be right.
Yeah, yeah.
But now they're being very careful with that, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it really scared me. I haven't had an injury like that. You know, I've done ankles and things before, and I've just always been able to tape it up, you'll be right. You know, you can run on it, you can do it. But when it's your head, it's pretty serious, and it stuffs up your everyday life.
Yeah.
So I had to take a week off work, which was really hard.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't do normal functions. So,
yeah
you got to take it pretty seriously.
Yeah,
I didn't take it when Nathan and I were playing. We've had a few too many head knocks. I think that's what's wrong with us. I actually think,
Oh, there are many things wrong with us, but yeah, they probably started with that. Throw some water in your face, yeah. You'll be right, get back out.
Our dads were like, get out there, son, come on, keep going. I'm like, I don't know who I am.
Your dad gave you the concussion.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
All right, Bianca, thank you so much for joining us. All the best for the rest of the season. We're looking forward to seeing you back out on the paddock as well.
Thanks, really appreciate it,
thank
guys.
Thank you very much. All right, up the Lions, Jim.
Yeah, go, what's that lion roar again?
Roar. That sounds like a bear. It's still bad.
We'll work on it.
Yeah, it's bad.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.